Chapter 8, Communication in Different Situations. When we talk of oral communication, let's take interview. What is one of the most important aspects during an interview? Say if you go for an interview, what according to you will probably be effective to give that interview in terms of communication? First and foremost, your non-verbal cues give away a lot of your thought processes. For example, if you have a frown, it could show that you may be worried. If you're not comfortable having eye contact, that would make you feel uneasy, maybe the fear, shyness, lot of other aspects. Or we take giving a presentation. Say you have to put forward a presentation in front of your people at top management. What is an important aspect? That while you're presenting, while you're giving the details. Another aspect, that while you're giving the details, you are able to clarify the doubts, you're able to clarify any sort of concerns, you're also able to explain with feasible ideas which sound convincing. Of course, when we talk of presentation in terms of oral communication situations, what we are trying to say is that how effectively you put it forward. Take in today's competitive day and age. If you actually have to convince someone to buy a product, how would you convince? Take the case of bottled water. We probably realize that as far as bottled water is concerned, there is a lot of competition in the market. So we get to the aspect whereby we talk of recycled material. Or probably say 10% of the proceeds go to tribal children. So you're focusing on corporate social responsibility. When we talk of public speech, a public speech ideally has no emotions involved. A public speech ideally has a message going across, whereby the people there, it's a heterogeneous population. The people there are ideally not to reply or respond. It is one-way communication. So when you talk of face-to-face communication, or when you talk of telephonic communication, or meeting, presentation, interview, or a public speech, each one has some distinct point which is considered effective for communication. Like telephonic conversation, what is the distinct point? It's a skill. You need that skill through your tone. So all of them have some distinct features as far as oral communication situations are concerned. Now, take face-to-face communication. It occurs, of course, within the organization as well as externally. Now, the flow of communication, very important. That means you put forward a message, the person interprets, the person will understand, comprehend. Comprehend as in understand. Then interpret, evaluate. That means come up with some effective conclusion and then respond. When you talk of face-to-face communication, body language says a lot. The way, the gestures, movements, posture, smile if any, eye contact, all this will give away hints. And paralanguage. What is paralanguage ideally? The non-verbal aspects of communication. When we talk of face-to-face communication, a great deal of practice is needed to be able to deal with encounters with different kind of people. When I say a great deal of practice is needed to be able to deal with encounters with different kind of people, say you interact with somebody, you meet someone for the first time, you interact with that person. And then you realize that person may ask you questions. Say you've gone for an interview, may ask you questions which you're feeling a bit difficult to answer, finding difficult to answer. Maybe you're not aware of that question. That question is linked to your past experience in terms of work. So how do you answer? How do you come up with an answer whereby you feel that you could manage it effectively? Maybe you could give a neutral answer. maybe you could probably be confident with what you've said so far and realize that this is something which you're finding difficult to answer. So different people, different attitude, approach, that's what is important. When we talk to someone face to face, very important, only 7% is conveyed by words, 38% by tone of voice, and see where the maximum is, body language. That is why when you meet someone, say for the first time, the person may speak a lot, but body language will give you actual cues or hints as to what the person is thinking or feeling. So 55% is conveyed through body language, and that's quite a lot in comparison to 7%. In fact, we human beings always feel it's a reverse, that when we're communicating through words, we are saying a lot and the message is going across. But there is something much more known as body language. Tone is important because when you're angry, you will shout. When you're sad, you may feel low and talk in a different tone. When you're happy, you will sound full of enthusiasm. So the tones will differ. All right, let's now talk of telephone. When you talk of telephone as a means of communication, 55% we convey through our voice, our tone. That means clarity of speech, clear articulation, clear pronunciation. When I talk of these points, first and foremost, what I put forward, I have to be clear with the way I talk. That means in terms of clarity, the sentence is spoken in a clear manner. I do not fumble with words. I do not break up words and probably put forward only half the information in terms of sentences. So the clarity. Clarity with sentences will come only if I have a clear thought process. Because what I think, I will put forward is words and thus sentences. When I talk of telephone, one very important aspect with telephone is etiquette. You can pronounce this as pronounce it as etiquette or etiquette, E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E. What is etiquette? Basic manners. For example, when somebody calls you, you greet the person. Especially when somebody calls you and you're talking, you do not interrupt. You wait for the person to complete his or her sentence. Very important, once a conversation is wound up, we tell the person bye. Certain manners, basic etiquette as we say, while we are talking over the telephone. So, when you talk of telephone, now what is the aspect out here? The guidelines of making a call. How do we go in a systematic or orderly manner as far as telephone communication is concerned? Plan all comments and questions. Say you have to give an interview over the telephone. They will ask you questions. If you have any questions or doubts, you can do so in the last few minutes. But it is better to be well planned. Also, say if you are listening or taking instructions over the telephone, it is better to have a pen and paper handy so that you can put forward all of it on the paper so you do not miss out on important points. When you talk of telephone, return the greetings. Concentrate. Concentration is one very important aspect for telephonic communication. Because when you are actually conversing over the telephone, you need to be attentive. Only then will you be able to absorb. And if there is disturbance in the background, for example, there's always a lot of traffic, say in Bombay. So it becomes difficult to concentrate. So one important aspect is that we need to focus. So ask questions, visualize the speaker, very important. Always think, okay, this is a speaker, this is the tone of the speaker will say a lot, this is what the speaker is asking me right now. Have an enthusiastic tone that may, not necessary though, that may change the tone of the person who's actually talking to you for the first time in terms of taking an interview. So it depends on you. The main points, when you talk of the main points, what do we focus on? Besides being able to write down what is put forward, besides being able to concentrate, you greet the person, that's very important. You can visualize a speaker that helps the conversation to go better, and you listen carefully. Then if required, you can summarize the main points. This would be probably if you're taking instructions. When you summarize, you will realize what you have missed. When you summarize, you will realize that there are certain points which are to be put forward. The guidelines for taking a call. Answer the call promptly. Identify yourself. Smile when you speak. Listen carefully. Answer the call promptly. When you talk, ideally of answering a call. At times, if you're stuck in traffic, if you're driving, you may not be able to answer a call. But if you cannot answer a call, it would be feasible if you send a message at that juncture saying that you're driving. But if you answer a call promptly, of course, it would be beneficial because you're aware that the person has probably called you for a purpose and you need to listen. When you talk of guidelines for taking a call, take responsibility to help, take down messages if necessary, and be cool and patient with a difficult caller. I just said sometime back, if you realize that our voice and tone will play an important role if I'm talking to someone who may be a bit short-tempered, because my voice and tone will make the person realize that the opposite person is far more patient and has a cool mind. So a lot depends on the opposite person too. We now come to presentations. Yes, it is for people within the organization or people outside your organization. When we talk of presentation, of course, it is formal communication. When you talk of presentation, as we say, specific topic. Say you have decided to probably import wrinkle-free shirts from Paris to India. Now, you ideally would want to get into distribution here. So, you approach various people, various organizations who would want to get into distribution. When you give your presentation, you could have pictures whereby you show that ideally these shirts can be very effective since they are wrinkle-free shirts. So, what is the idea? That through presentations, through slides, through pictures, it gets easier for the opposite person to understand. So you talk of a specific topic. It is delivered to a knowledgeable and interested audience. Very important. Ideally, the onus very often gets on the speaker. Is the speaker creating that kind of interest or generating that kind of interest? But of course, the audience too needs to be reciprocating. Visual aids are used to enhance the presentations. That means you probably make use of visual aids to actually show that this is the kind of material we are talking of. These are the kind of wrinkle-free shirts we have here as samples. So, it gets easier for the person to understand since it is physically present. The product is physically there. Public speech. Yes, most important aspect, feedback is not there ideally. Or as we are saying, it depends on the speaker's skill. Most of the times, as far as public speech is concerned, feedback is not there. It is followed by an applause rather than by questions. Since it is one-way communication, no questions ideally, since there is no interaction. Yes, it is followed by an applause. As far as public speech is concerned, since it is restricted to interaction, which is one-way, there is no emotion involved. Interview. It is structured and characterized by questions-answer type of communication. For an interview, yes, as the questions are put forward, answers are expected. An interview is a meeting at which one person or a panel of persons discuss a matter with another person or ask questions. When you talk of panel interview, yes, you have a group of people there and they would be asking you questions. Okay. Now, in this situation, each assesses the other in order to judge whether it would be worthwhile to enter into a business relationship. For example, the five people, they get together, they actually take an interview of an individual to see that if this person would be feasible and suitable in our business, if this person has the entrepreneurial skills, if this person has the zest and enthusiasm to take our business ahead, and of course a lot of other factors which is conveyed by the person when the interview or while the interview is going on. Meetings. Meetings require a special skill. What exactly are we talking out here? It involves people with a chairman or leader. Ideally, they say, when there's a meeting, ideally, not always, but when there's a meeting, there could be a person who's a chairman, that means someone at top management, maybe a director, a chairperson, a leader. A meeting will always have some sort of goal or objective. Ideally, a meeting involves people. But when you say it's a meeting, there is a preset agenda. Thus, it may have a director, a chairman, and the team who is going to be participating and involving themselves in that meeting. When you talk of a meeting, we will be discussing in the next few slides about the minutes of the meeting, that is a legal document. When you talk of minutes of the meeting, it is ideally when decisions are taken, which we will discuss over the next few slides. It requires a venue and an environment. When I say meeting requires a venue and an environment, conducive environment, whereby we know we can sit and interact, whereby we know we can sit and come up with an effective solution, but space matters, and conducive environment. When you talk of written communication, all these aspects, whether it's a letter, report, memo, notice or minutes, they are official documents. We're talking in relation to an organization. Now, ideally we've discussed all of these in depth. We will just go through the definitions. When you talk of a letter, it is a most widely form of written communication, having a complex layout. Not necessary. When you talk of a letter, it is considered the most widely used form of written communication. We do not necessarily say having a complex layout, because when you write a letter or an email, most important aspect is that however we choose to word it, the message has an impact on the person, and the person ideally can understand the intention of written communication. Memo, form of communication within an organization. Ideally, it is known as memorandum. The short form is memo. When you talk of a memo, it is used for one-to-one communication as well as for giving information to a group of people. Say in your organization, Mr. X has not been coming to work regularly since the last 3 weeks. In spite of repeated calls, he is not bothered to get in touch or answer. So, what is the next step taken? The director or the person in top management decides to speak to him. If it is a warning, the warning may be given face to face. But if ideally the person is asked to leave, then it could be in form of a memo. But initially they say that the warning should be given face to face for at least one or two times. Then the person can send a memo. That means a form of written communication that the person has been asked to leave the organization. Notice, very important. It is used when many people in the organization have to be given the same information. Now, the notice has been sent for a purpose. Who has sent the notice, to whom, and what is the purpose? These aspects have to be looked into. So, as we're saying, used when many people in the organization have to be given the same information. It is the most common method of mass communication. Why mass communication? Within an organization, you're sending that notice to 5 people. A notice should be short, simple, and the type should be large as well as well spaced for easy reading. Yes, the font matters, the content matters, or are all the points put forward in a manner whereby it's easy for the opposite person to read and understand. When you talk of a notice, it includes all these points. Whom the notice is for, the reason for the notice. There has to be a specific purpose. The details of the event, whom to call for more information. That means when I read the notice, whom do I call for more information? But ideally, the notice is sent in such a manner that you have easy access to the person who sent the notice. So you can ideally call and clarify. Report. Presenting information, facts, details. When you talk of report writing or a report, it is ideally for reviewing, evaluating progress, okay? Collection and analysis of data or data. Analysis. That means you have made an analysis after preparing the report. It is well organized. Okay, why well organized? Because I've got all the information in place and then I've prepared a report. And then we conclude. And recommendations and suggestions. We will be discussing the aspects of report writing in depth over the next few slides. Minutes. When you talk of minutes, ideally what are we trying to say? Minutes are written record of decisions. Very important aspect, all the decisions which are taken at a meeting, that's what we mean by minutes. Different bodies have their own convention of recording the discussion and then decisions. Various ways, you first ideally record the entire discussion and then you put forward in terms of what you've decided. Minutes may be written by hand or typed. Minutes are ideally, it's a legal document. We need to know that it's a legal document. And that comes with completion of chapter 8. Thank you very much.